All right, hi guys. This is Delaney, and I'm joined with Chloe Duval.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back from spring break. Hopefully you didn't go too far, but welcome to Sound Judgment. So the theme of this week is, what is it, hometowns?
Yeah, I think it's hometowns. That's what I went with.
Hometowns. Yeah, so basically, I'm from New York. As anyone who has ever met me has
Is
heard,
so aware of.
is far too aware of. And where are you from, Chloe?
I'm from Atlanta. Yeah, we're gonna have some interesting music going on today. But
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I ultimately think that New York music is better than Atlanta music. I don't know. You might agree or disagree, but
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say that to the home of the blues, country, and rap. So,
and rap? Did you just call Atlanta the home of rap?
yes, I did.
Are you joking? Okay, this is a very
No, I'm
controversial
not.
statement. This is a very controversial statement
It's
because
controversial, but I'll stand by it.
Atlanta would not have rap music if New York didn't invent it first.
I don't think New York invented it first,
It
but
did. It literally did. It quite, you can,
That sounds just fundamentally incorrect of you, but
historically, yes, historically, rap music was invented by West Indian immigrants in the Bronx. This might be just because my family was West Indian immigrants in the Bronx that I will defend this point to the death, but rap music is from New York City. So
okay,
that's a straight
well, please
fact.
tell that to the major, multiple major, top 10 artists that currently live and work and are from Atlanta that are not from New York, but we can talk about that later.
All right. So anyway, what's your first pick, Chloe?
So my first pick is a classic. Obviously, I had to play Outkast today. It was just a requirement. So we're gonna play some like Dirty South rap, which w originated in Atlanta. So that's artists like Goody Mob, Outkast, etc.
I
But we're
love
gonna
Goody
play
Mob.
ATLians, which is obviously the most Atlanta song ever. It is the title of many a mural in downtown Atlanta, so it's a good pick.
I must say, I do love Outkast. Outkast
Outkast
is
is
great.
great.
And then I am starting off on a pretty bad foot.
Yeah, this is an odd pick.
I don't know why this is first, but for me, I just have like super strong associations with New York City and this song because it's literally called 212. And it just makes you feel crazy. I don't know. It's fun. I like to listen to it on the train and be like chaotic. So here we go. We have ATLians by Outkast and 212 by, I hate to say it,
Azalea
Azalea
Banks.
Banks.
Listen to Sound Judgment.
I crooked letter, ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking that shit. Bend corners like I was a curve, I struck a nerve, and now you're about to see the southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sax, B-I-G-B-O-I is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
Now
My oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better. Let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait, because the future of the world depends on if, or if not, the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. I will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if you tune it, it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the beast of my pie. Now break a breaker, tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah.
Every day I sit while my nigga be in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PA, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you make the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you make it a cough. You heard the AT alien, so back the hell up off.
Shh, shh, softly, as if I played piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
You got fifth cop niggas, the two ones you fuck your gun to. When your goon sprayed up, bet this bitch won't get a match or you won't do much. See, even if you do want to bust, you bitch, you get your cut and touch your crew up too. Pop, you playing with your butter like a boo, won't you cock the gun too? Where you do eat doom, hun? I'm fucking with your cutie cue. What's your dick like, homie? What are you into? What's the run, dude? Where do you wake up? Tell you bitch keep hating, I'm a new one too, huh? See, I remember you when you were the young new face, but you do like to slumber, don't you? Now you boo up too, hun. I'ma ruin you, cunt.
What you want to when I eat a pair?
All right, guys, that was AT Aliens by Outkast and 212 by
Azalea Banks. Selena, you can say it.
Azalea. She went to LaGuardia. She went to LaGuardia. She's a fellow product of a New York specialized high school. You know, she's very problematic, but...
Didn't she, like, put her cat in the freezer or something?
Honestly, I don't know. I just know that she... has an NFT that sold for like $2.5 million. It's like a sex tape of her and her fiance, her ex-fiance. It's crazy. She's amazing. And she recently posted like, stop skinny shaming. I love her Instagram. It's just so, so absolutely crazy. She's like, stop skinny shaming. It's like, okay. They cry me a river. Okay. What do we have up next?
All right. So up next, I'm going to play my, classic embarrassing song, East Atlanta Love Letter by Black Spelled Six Lack. It still weirds me out that that's how you pronounce it. I don't know how I feel about it. But it also has Future in it. I felt like I didn't want to play a Future song. I was very close on it. But Future is also another Atlanta icon. So this song has both of them in it. And this entire album is about East Atlanta. Like all of the songs have references to places that I grew up in. So this is an album very close to my heart and I love this song. So I'm excited to play it.
Yeah, I remember you like, I don't get the hype around Six Lack, but I remember you like showing me the song and I was just like, yeah, it's awesome. It's just, I love it.
It like talks about so many landmarks in Atlanta. Like, and he has another song called ATL Freestyle that is like, literally like where my aunt and uncle live, and you can follow the directions in the song to like find the different landmarks. So I kind of like it.
That's very cute. All right, I have up next Phone Tap by The Firm, which is Nas, AZ, and what's her name, Foxy Brown. I always say like Lil Kim instead of Foxy Brown, which is probably sexist or something, but and Foxy Brown. I think this is like, people may disagree. I think Nas is like the epitome of the sort of like late 90s New York hip hop scene. Jay-Z would probably disagree with me. but I love Phone Tap just because, I don't know, it feels like they're like really telling a story. And it's not one of the like Nas songs that everyone knows. It's not just like New York State of Mind. So hopefully this will widen your breadth of, you know, like... songs by Nas. And also I love Foxy Brown. I think she's Jamaican, she has such an incredible, like such a fun attitude. And yeah, hip-hop New York hip-hop. Okay, so up next is East Atlanta Love Letter by Six Lack / Black and Future, and Phone Tap by The Firm.
Bam. Black. Yeah.
Curiosity been at an all time high in the treetops. I remix your life like cut cocaine, it's a rewrite. Been wanting much lately, no, cause you're my detox. Repeat, run it back one more time till we hit the sweet spot. Bet if we make love like we always knew each other, yeah. You'll be searching far and wide, but you wouldn't want another. He said, let him love better. Who gon' stop better? Nobody, because I say so. And my words hit like a Draco. So he said, let her love letter. Who gon' love better? Nobody, because I say so. And my words hit like a Draco.
Curiosity has been an all time high. I'm in the treetop. I remix your love like cocaine. It's a rewind. Aiming wrong much lately, no, cause you my detox. If we run it back, one more time till we hit the sweet spot. But if we make love like we always knew each other, we make love like we always. You'll be searching for and why, but you wouldn't want another. Does he make you happy? If so, that's what I'm on. That's an East Atlanta love letter. Who gon' love better? Nobody, because I say so. And my words hit like a Draco. Coming from the bottom of the mud, concrete filled up with blue. Extended clip, no pico. Big pimp, damn that hoe. Pitch pole, head to toe. 44, let it go. Headache, headache, ice it cold. Pink diamonds, what's up? This is a zone 6 sticker.
Sesco, who this?
What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down in Philly, brought a pound with me. Fast floating around silly, trying to find limp. Bitch supposed to be in the Benz, parked in row 10. Her and that slow hoe Gwen, should've known she was a bitch that we both could've boned. If posted alone, the ass had us both in the zone. But you know the rules, both been schooled by older dudes. I know the Jews, no time for them doors, too much to lose. Just trying to vibe until them hoes roll with the vibe. Where's your joint pride? You know little desk got your eyes
in the cut, try to see. Tops up, left them all, bought little Amar the toy truck. Your boy's what, 3 years old now, correct? He and my daughter age neck and neck, they future set. Trees got me wet, in the background's an old cassette. Fly Stephanie Mills shit, what's to deal with? All the shit I'm hearing up top, you got arrested. Shot a fair one with a cop, that ain't your Steve. They usually low key with no T. I'm only going off of what some weak bitch told me.
That's some ill shit, yeah, that bitch go with a cloak.
Done, I hit you right back. Headlights on, fluid in the windshield, wipes gone, a slight storm.
just come to my crib, yo. Word up.
Alright guys, that was East Atlanta Love Letter by Six Lack Black and Phone Tap by The Firm. So what's up next?
Alright, next we're playing some Indigo Girls because talk about classic Atlanta, like white moms love Indigo Girls. They were a big band in the 70s or 80s. I honestly think this song slaps. They randomly like show up every 10 years in Atlanta to do some kind of benefit concert where they play like, you know, like a lot of their hits. So I'm playing their hit song Closer to Fine because it's a banger. And they are kind of a classic like gentrified Atlanta white mom band. So.
I've never heard of Indigo Girls, but
they are, it's, you're not missing much, but this song is good.
Okay. I'm going to play I'm Waiting for the Man by The Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground, like, are really, again, emblematic of that kind of, like, Warhol scene in New York and, like, in the 70s and 80s. Obviously, Warhol did one of their album covers, so, like, duh. But, yeah, I'm waiting for the man. I always think I'm waiting for my man. I'm waiting for the man. It's about Lou Reed taking a trip to 125th and Lexington off the 6th train to buy heroin. So he's like, I'm waiting for the man. And there's a line that's like, hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? And he's like, I'm waiting for the man. So, yeah, if you ever want to know what it feels like to take a trip to buy heroin in East Harlem, his song...
Glad we'll know now.
Yeah. All right. So here's Closer to Fine, and I'm Waiting for the Man.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. The best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all, yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains. I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains. I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah.
twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity.
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor.
$6 in my hand, up to Lexington, 125, feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey white boy, what you doing? It's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to different of mine. I'm waiting for my man. He comes, he's all dressed in black. He wore shoes and a big straw hat.
The song is pretty repetitive from here on out, so we're just gonna do a little
thing. We're gonna keep going
with those radio skills, you know.
He's really getting on it.
I'm really getting on it, you know. C100, hire me. Okay, what do we have up next?
All right, up next is another rap song, because we're talking about Atlanta today. It's Baptized by Spillage Village with a lot of other people involved in it. Earth Gang is in it. Spillage Village is a group of Atlanta rappers. I think Black, who we played earlier, also in it. Yeah, Six Flags, whatever, Black, etc. Is in it, as well as like Earth Gang. And I think Future has been on a few songs. It's a big group of people. Like if you look at the picture, it's everyone pretty much that's big in Atlanta right now has been at least featured on one of their songs. I think this album is great. And that's coming from someone who doesn't really like rap music very much. Like I appreciate it, but it's not my favorite. The album is called Spillagen, and I think it's super catchy. It's a lot of mixes, it's a lot of different samples. And I think this song, Baptized, is really catchy, so.
Yeah, I like Spillage Village. They're cool. All right, and then my pick is Hip Hop by Mos Def. I absolutely adore Mos Def. I think he's one of my favorite rappers. He's, like, I hate, like, calling someone a lyricist, but he is, I think, very much a lyricist. And, yeah, this is Hip Hop, the part where he goes, like, young boy, where are you from? Brooklyn, number one. I'm like, yeah, Brooklyn.
I like how you were like, that's lyrical genius.
okay. That's not the part that's lyrical at all, okay? But I'm always like, yeah, Brooklyn, but I'm from the Upper West Side, so I really should just shut up. But yeah, so Mos Def is great. Listen to his entire discography. One of my favorite songs by him is Miss Fat Booty, which samples an Aretha Franklin song. But yeah, let's just get into it. All right, we have Baptized by Spillage Village and Hip Hop by Mos Def.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Barack Obama looking at me. What's up? What's up? I'm hiring hands, inspiring fans. I'm giving out jobs, I'm sketching up plans. Police, they beat me. We storm the same streets, we storm the same block. Won't stop till we free. Think it was possible till we accomplished it. Now we accomplices. Now we out popping shit. I'm getting money. The kids getting money. I'm dropping racks and racks in church on a Sunday. I get it back to back. Go to work on a Monday. White on white tracksuit. Cause you know who run it. We was hungover. Southeast was too sunny.
Yo.
We out in Joburg. No sleep cause we clubbing. Catch me out in Europe with my black skin. Fighting for freedom, my nigga. Ain't no more asking. Judge ain't never forget him for when it was trapped.
No, no, no.
That pussy wet like a dolphin. Baby, I'm a king, I'm a god, a thug. My verses will live if I die from slugs. That shit is power, man, that shit is love. No, you cannot buy that from no fucking club. I'm a baptized, niggas, let's get baptized. I'm a baptized, niggas, let's get baptized. By the baptized, niggas, let's get baptized. I'm a baptized, niggas, let's get baptized.
She said it's cold inside that water, made her nipples hard. That's that liquor talking, sipping gin and reading a book of Genesis just before in the beginning and shit. Pride, lies, deceit, blah, blah, sinning and shit. Adam and Eve, dumbass, apple eating thumbass. Hit the gas and hit the gas. The sex fifth with a religious sack to grab gifts. How you get money and act as if poverty's past tense? We see bad shit happens, but what happens to bad shit? You need your ass whipped. Friendship, missionary, Beulah Hill Baptist. Not Fit County doing peyotes from a cactus. Alabaster flows out in Cali with some Calabasas hoes. Celibate, put your ass up on my nose. With a sack of butter, just a sack of bones. Sacrificial Lamborghini, do the dash upon the road. Throw a stone like David, I got that tongue. Brady arm, in a Navy gun, case to joint, case in point, the pistol at your neighbor, look at your neighbor and say neighbor, stack up all your paper, pray for me, I say a prayer for you, be not forsaken, jump in a lake, let the water run over your face, we baptize people, now they breathtaking, nigga, wait, I'm about to
baptize, niggas, let's get baptized, I'm a baptized, niggas, let's get baptized, about to baptize, niggas, let's get baptized, I'm a baptized, niggas, let's get
Made in his image. Okay. I even work in mysterious ways. See, I've been over my lyrical phase. I'd rather be potent. Burning a bush like Moses. Put on my back like cobras. Eat the forbidden fruit, girl. It's a lot more I can show ya. Kicking that simple shit like yo to let y'all think it over. Fresh out the fire, been to go. Officer pull you over. Killing a nigga in cold blood. Get him a Christmas bonus. Wasn't until it went digital that you finally start taking notice. Now you wanna be delivered, huh? Guess who pulling up the dinner, huh? Got me cynical like a Tyson punch for $1 million. Is it worth what you really giving up? Got my heart broke by a Taurus when it found a Gemini with a bigger button. Only God can judge, and that's only if he still give a fuck. Water the wine. It started up fine, but now it tastes a little bitter, huh? A lot of these guys just live in disguise. I'm shining the light, the jig is up. Everybody knows Jesus hang with the hoes, killers, and the criminals. Go ahead, tilt your head back, hold your breath for the ritual.
You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, y'all, let's rock this. You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on.
Speech is my hammer, bang the world into shape, now let it fall.
Huh.
My
restlessness is my nemesis. It's hard to really chill and sit still. Committed to page, I write around. Sometimes won't finish for days. Scrutinize my literature from the large to the miniature. I mathematically add, minister, subtract the wax, selector, will it back. I'm feeling that. From the core to the perimeter, black. You know the motto. Stay fluid, even in staccato.
Most deaf,
full blooded, full throttle. Breathe deep inside the drum hollow. There's the hum, young man, where you from? Brooklyn number one. Native son, speaking in the native tongue. I got my eyes on tomorrow. While you still trying to find where it is, I'm on the ad where it lives and dies. Violently, silently, shine so vibrantly that I squint to catch a glimpse. Embrace the bass with my dark ink fingertips. Used to speak the king's English, but caught a rash on my lips. So now I chat just like this. Long range from the baseline.
Swish.
Move like an apparition. Go to the ground with ammunition.
Sh-sh-bow.
Move from the gate, voice cued on your tape, putting food on your plate. Many crews can relate. Who choosing your fate? Yo, we went from picking cotton to chain gang line chopping to bebopping to hip hopping. Loose people got the blue chip stock option. Invisible man got the whole world watching. Where you at? I'm high, low, east, west, all over your map. I'm getting big props with this thing called hip hop. Where you can either get paid or get shot when your product gets stopped. The fair weather friends flock when your chop position. Dropped in the phone calls. Chill for a minute, let's see who else hot. Snatch a shelf spot. Don't gas yourself hot. The industry just a better built cell block. A long way from the shell tops. And the bells, the L rock, 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 rock. Prosecution evidence, an out-of-court settlement, ad space for liquor, sick without benefits, huh. Luxury tenements choking the skyline, it's low life getting treetop high. Hitters a backwater remedy, bitter and tender memory, a class C felony facing the death penalty, huh. Stimulant and sedative, original repetitive, violently competitive, a school unaccredited. The break beat you get broken with on time and inappropriate hip-hop went from selling crack to smoking it, medicine for loneliness, remind me of the loneliest and dizzy, Bubba's the B-boys getting busy, the wartime snapshot. The working man's jackpot, a $2 snack box, so beneath the cracks, for Olympic sponsor of the Black Glock. Gold medalist in the back shot, from the sovereign state of the have-nots, where farmers have trouble with cash crops. It's all city like phase two, and I will simply amaze you, praise you, pay you, do whatever you say do, but Black, it can't save you.
All right, guys, that was, what was it? Baptized by Spillage Village and Hip Hop by Most Def. So.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break from a little bit of rap and hip hop and now go to the one punk band that exists in Atlanta, Georgia, that is from Atlanta. I only did artists that were from Atlanta. I have one artist that started in Athens, but they currently live in Atlanta, so. I kept it, I went pure in here. So that band is the Coat Hangers. They are a very popular Riot Girl punk band, aptly named the Coat Hangers. So actually, I think they're really good. I listened to them a lot before. I knew they were from Atlanta, which is really cool. They've been making music for a long time. So the song I'm going to play is Follow Me, which is one of their big songs. From their album Suck My Shirt.
Fun.
Aptly named.
Yes. I'm going to also get on that punk wave. And I'm going to play an original punk band, The Ramones, because New York City and CBGB was the home of punk.
Well, technically, London was the home of punk.
Okay, whatever. Okay, but in America, it was the home of punk.
Okay,
and as well as it being the home of basically every single other musical genre. So yeah, I'm gonna play "Rockaway Beach" by the Ramones off of their 1977 album "Rocket to Russia." I think this is a super fun song. I listened to it. Well, I've only been to Coney Island like a couple of times, and one of the times that I went, I can't say this is something I do regularly, but it's like fun to play and be like, rock, rock, rock away, beach. when you're like in Brooklyn, because it's like heading that way. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I give too long of explanations for these, so excuse me. Okay.
It's all
so
good.
We have
all right.
Follow Me by the Coat Hangers and Rockaway Beach by the Ramones.
You are.
All right, guys, that was Follow Me by the Coat Hangers and Rockaway Beach by the Ramones. So next up is, again, Chloe's pick.
All right, so now we're going into the blues. I felt like I had to highlight some good 1920s Southern blues music. So I'm going to play Savannah Mama by a very famous blues artist from Atlanta, Blind Willie McTell. He's, you know, kind of credited with the founding of, you know, Southern blues. So this is a very old recording, so it is a little scratchy. But I think this is a really important piece of Atlanta history and music history, so I wanted to play this song.
Yeah, and you can't really talk about New York without talking about New York rap and New York hip-hop without talking about Wu-Tang Clan. Obviously, everyone knows them. Martin Shkreli, who went to my high school, like, bought one of their albums, which I think is really funny. Like, they made one copy of it, and he bought it so no one else could have it while he was in prison. Really bad guy, Hunter alum. But yeah, Wu-Tang is great. So I'm going to play Shadowboxing by GZA and Method Man. Honestly, Wu-Tang is the only reason we still let Staten Island stay a part of New York City, I think. So, all right, here's Savannah Mama by Blind Willie McTell. Okay. Blind Willie McTell and Shadowboxing by GZA and Method Man. There is the GZA. Oh.
Don't nobody know about women like I do. Don't nobody know that about women like I do. Talking to you, Savannah Mama, 'cause you always keep me blue. Going back to the banner, sign my initial down. I'm going back to the banner.
Coming before it happened. You know about them fucking Staten kids, they smashing everything, huh? In any shape, form, or fashion. Now everybody talking about they blasting. Is you busting still or is you flashing? Talking out your asshole. You should have learned about the flowing PZ Afro. The Callion Stallion, chinky eye and snot nose. From my naps to the bunion on my big toe. I
keeps it moving. Know just what the fuck I'm doing. Rap insomniac, fiend to catch a nigga snoozing. Slip the cardiac, arrest me. Exorcist, hip hop, possess me. Crunch a nigga like a Nestle. You know my stage. Burning to a third degree. Sneaky ass alley cat, top pedigree. The head toucher. Industry party bum rusher. You don't like a dick up in your fuck ya.
Yo, I slayed them C's back in the rec room era. My style broke motherfucking backs like him for terror. Most rap niggas came loud but unheard. Once I pulled out, ground them off to the nearest third. Check these non-visual niggas with tapes and a portrait. Flood the seminar trying to orbit this corporate industry. But what them niggas can't see must break through like the Woo unexpectedly. Protect your neck, my sword still remains imperial. Before I blast the mic, RZA scratch off the cereal. We reign all year round from June to June. My niggas bite immediately, if not soon. Set the lynching and form the execution date. As this 2000 beyond slang suffocate. Amplify sample through vacuum tubes compressions. Cause RZA to charge niggas 20 G's a session.
When my mind starts to click it, and the strategy is mastered, the plot thickens. This be that woo shit. I don't give a cotton picket. Fuck about a brother trying to size a nigga up. I hold my own, hard hat, protect the gun. Look at mama, baby boy, acting like he drunk.
All right, that was Savannah Mama by Blind Willie McTell and Shadowboxing by GZA and Method Man. So up next is Chloe's pick.
Yep, we've got Goody Mob, obviously a requirement if we're going to talk about Dirty South rap. So we're going to play Dirty South because it has Big Boy in it, who's also an Atlanta native, and it's from the great album Soul Food. So,
and it's literally called Dirty South. You can't.
It's literally called Dirty South.
You can't get any better than that. And then a little bit of a change of pace. I have to play a Stroke song. They're like,
oh my God,
they're such, like, we've been doing a lot of like New York rap music, but they are like New York preppy boy music. New York private school music. So there's New York City Cops by The Strokes. Funny story, which I'll make very quick. They actually were going to release a song in like October of 2001, but they like couldn't because you couldn't talk bad about the cops right after 9/11 because first responders. So then they pushed it back for a few years. But yeah, here we go. Dirty South by Goody Mob and New York City Cops by The Strokes.
Done hit the dough and they got everybody on their hands and knees. And they ain't gon' leave until they find them kids.
Now, Dirty Bill Clinton fronted me some weight. Told me keep two, bring him back eight. And I only brought him five and stuck his ass for three. Do you think that clamp of the sickest goons on me? See, Martell Home, that's my claim to fame. Where I learned my slickest tricks in the dope, the gang. Like my favorite, I call it Lemon Head Delight. It's when you lick off all the yellow and you sell the white.
Right, well, the pimpin' be is fussy, I be being that wide receiver. That nigga the B.I.G. will make y'all niggas believers. Sippin' on Quavo Gold off in the club, drunk as fuck. Callin' them hoes bitches and smoking my weed up when I'm too sober. Yeah, older now, I'm almost legal. Wanted to live the life of Cadillacs and Impalas and Regals. Fucking around with hoes, bustin' nuts in their mouth. Kicking that same southern slang, looking for love off in your jaw.
See, powder get you hyper, reefer makes you calm, cigarettes give you cancer, woo-woos make you dumb.
What you niggas know about the Dirty South?
What you niggas know about the Dirty South?
See, never did I think when I got grown that some peewee sacks have been untook this town. See, life's a bitch, then you figure out why you really got dropped in the Dirty South. See, in the third grade, this is what you told. You was bald, you was sold. Now they saying Juice left some heads cracked. I bet you Jed Clampy wanted money back. See, East Point, Atlanta through this roadblock. Tell my all this blow traffic got to stop. So the big time players off John Freeman way had to find themselves another back street to take. Cause back in the day, we was out of control. We didn't understand all, nigga, that money ain't yo. That's when me and Big Slate took a oath and swear. Never would we talk, never would we tell. So when they pulled up, bumping rock the bell, we took what we wanted, left them quiet as hell. What you niggas know about the Dirty South?
What
you niggas know about the dirty side.
Now the Cobras got the boys on the lonely back. Kip hollered at Miss Ash, she said they didn't get trapped. Behind the black, behind the green, behind the red tent. Dealers breaking off that blower for them wood chips. A lot of faces ain't around, a lot of folks got shot. Scatter Mac dropping cheese while that Crystals pop. Been on the ground with Cool Breeze, dropping pounds with B. Eric Neal is the coolest from a century. Mac Town keeps growing old school like Charles. Stacking like them Lakers in P, my paw. Perry Homes, the Herndon Homes, to all the homes. Adamsville, the Pool Creek, shit just don't sleep in the dirty side.
Two, the three, the four, them dirty red dogs done hit the door and they got everybody on their hands and knees and they ain't gonna leave until they find it.
Immense respect for Goody Mob, but in the sake of time, we're gonna go on over to the streets. Alright guys, that was Dirty South by Goody Mob and New York City Cops by The Strokes. So we're coming up at the end of our time. Oh my god, I sound like a therapist. We're coming up at the end of our time. Is there anything else you'd like to say to me?
Well, there is something else you'd like to say to you, because up next is Surrounding Sounds with Max and Liviu. It is...
Whoa, that was a nice segue, Chloe.
It is 4:59 Chicago time. You've been listening to Sound Judgment. If you joined us next week, we haven't decided what our topic is yet, but I'm sure it will be equally as fun. We hope you've enjoyed our Battle of the Cities today. I feel like Atlanta came out on top, but
you might
disagree.
I think, you know, different strokes for different folks. We just have different tastes, you know?
It's
but
true.
The truth of the matter is that, like, if it were not for... I think hip-hop was New York City's greatest cultural contribution to the entire world. And if it were not for New York City, we wouldn't have hip-hop.
Okay, so if it weren't for Atlanta, you wouldn't have Playboi Carti. So, who's winning?
Shoot.
I think it is us. All right. Thank you guys so much. We are out of time. We will see you next week at 4 Chicago time for Sun Judgment.
All right. Bye, guys.